Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. A lot of news and a lot of rumours going around over the last 24 hours. Just going through all the news on Clarkie's NRL column. So go and have a look at that, guys, where I get vast majority of my news from with a little bit thrown in. And look, probably the biggest news for me over the last 24 hours is, of course, Ryan Papenhuyzen. He's set to return this week. So very, very excited to see Pappy run out for the Melbourne Storm again. He's going to be coming off the bench, but the sort of guy that I'm just so happy to have him back in our game. It was pretty scary what happened to him a couple of weeks ago. Sensational to see him back. With all this concussion stuff going on, the scares we have with Jake Friend, Boyd Corner, it's fantastic to see Ryan Papenhuyzen back out there on the field. Hopefully Wade Graham follows him very soon as well. So great news there. I'm going to talk about it later today, but we had Lachlan Lewis and Cody Walker getting a little UFC scuffle at halftime on Sunday afternoon. It was reported that Cody Walker had apparently said to him, I'll go back to reserve grade, something along those lines. We've heard over the last 24 hours, a lot of the South Sydney players, I know I saw Latrell and Blake Taff in particular, both share on Instagram that this is bullshit, nothing of the sort was said. So whether it's true or not, whether the boys are just leaving it out on the field, bit of a non-event anyway, in my opinion, but good to see the boys voicing their opinions there and letting fans know. Jaden Sewer, probably one of the worst kept secrets in rugby league, he has officially signed with the St. George Illawarra Dragons for next year, so a really good signing for them. Hopefully they can get the very best out of him. Some devastating news injuries wise, Xavier Savage obviously starred for the Canberra Raiders on the weekend, a real young gun of the future. He's been ruled out for the season, which is terrible news for him, terrible news for the Canberra Raiders, obviously missing chances to Clockstead, and I love to see these young superstars getting around and making their way through first grade, so very disappointing. Looking forward to seeing his bounce back next year, though. I think it's going to be special. Jaden Ockenbore has been a bit of Barney Rubble over the last few years at the Canterbury Bulldogs. He has re-signed for a further 2 years, so congratulations to Jaden, a really talented guy. I thought he played really well on the weekend for the Canterbury Bulldogs as well. Philip Sami, looks like he's going to miss about 4 weeks with an ankle injury. Fantastic for Supercoach players, means that young Greg Marshu comes into this side, which is very exciting. A guy that is going to put up some serious points. I think he's a bit of a pod option moving forward over the next few weeks. Tamita Pango Jr. has been in the news the last 24 hours. We dropped a podcast about the rumour about him going to the Penrith Panthers yesterday morning. We found it very hard to believe and thought Craig Bellamy would love this one. The Panthers have since come out and sort of rubbished the idea. It looks like that he will be joining the Canterbury Bulldogs next year, though, which will be a really exciting signing for them. And that team, it's shaping up really well. We're going to go through our Canterbury Bulldogs side for next year over the next few days. Really looking forward to that because it's looking really dangerous. We're hearing that Drew Hutchinson, he cops plenty of online bashing from a lot of Roosters fans, but I thought he was unreal last week, to be honest with you. We're hearing that he's on the verge of re-signing with the Sydney Roosters. I think he'd be a really good depth signing. I think you could do much worse than to have him in your system at the Chooks. David Clemmer, we're hearing the Moles reporting that he's not very happy up there at Newcastle. He's obviously missed out on the starting side once again. The Saifidi brothers re-signed the other day. So you could see David Clemmer leave the club soon, potentially landing back at the Canterbury Bulldogs, which would be a very, very interesting move. Patrick Mago from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, he signed a 3-year deal to go and play for Wigan in the Super League. I'm very surprised by this one, to be honest with you. I think he's definitely got a place in the NRL. I think he's been unreal recently, Patrick Mago. So I'm disappointed to see him leave, to be honest with you. I'm surprised that there weren't a couple of clubs trying to get this signature. Hopefully he's landed the bag, though. It's a good bit of coin for him, and well-deserved. I think he's been unreal the last few years, as I said. The NRLW competition, it is set to go ahead. There might be reduced rounds because of COVID and everything going on, but fantastic to see the NRLW going forward, obviously with a couple of new teams. A very, very exciting era for that competition. Luke Brooks, we're hearing that the West Tigers, they floated the idea of moving him on. Apparently he's been offered to a couple of clubs. Read into it what you will. Read into it as well what you will, the rumour that broke last night that apparently the Tigers rang the Raiders and said, we'll give you Mbai and Luke Brooks for Jack White and Josh Hodgson. Personally, I think it is too far-fetched and too stupid to possibly be true, but a really interesting one there, if it is true. That is an unreal attempt by the West Tigers. I hope that we catch that one on the documentary for them deciding the player swap there. We've seen that Ash Taylor, his manager's come out and said that there isn't much interest around the NRL for Ash Taylor. I think Super League is probably begging for Ash Taylor, unfortunately. A guy that just had so much potential. And this is what I was talking about the other day when we talked about this draft system and, you know, Sam Walker, if he was to go to the Gold Coast Titans, they'd have a halfback for 10 years. Look, Ash Taylor was Sam Walker a few years ago. Yeah, when they came into first grade, he was that guy. They had the exact same expectations of him. So this is the reality of being young and not landing in a fantastic system. It can have a big, big effect on you moving forward, and it has on Ash Taylor. Trayman Spy is another one that's been released by the Gold Coast Titans. Really interesting one. Obviously got a lot of raw ability. Haven't really seen much of him since he played first grade a while ago, but an interesting one to be on the free market. I'm sure there's a lot of teams that could do much worse than to have him in their squad. Moses Mbai, the Dragons are reportedly in talks to sign the Tigers utility, potentially as early as this season. So we've heard already that the Tigers are apparently shopping him around. Really strange career for Moses Mbai. I would love to see him find a position. I think this whole utility job is absolutely killing him, and I think fans have really gone off him. We reported the other day the Parramatta Eels reportedly interested in signing Anthony Milford. Brad Arthur has come out and said that that will not be occurring, that they're happy with the squad they've got. Mitch Moses now with an injury. We heard that in Origin 3, when he made his debut about 10 minutes in, he actually broke his back. So, as I said, I thought Moses played really well. I mean, now you got to consider it's his Origin debut, it's a dead rubber, Queensland were up for it, and he had a broken back. I mean, I know some of you don't like Mitch Moses, as I can tell by my DMs after I defended him post-Origin, but fuck, good God, I think you got to respect him, don't you? I think you got to respect him to some degree. I know there will still be people out there that'll still try and bag Moses no matter what he does. As I said on Instagram the other day, Mitch Moses, he could save a kid from getting hit by a bus and people would be upset that the kid's shoes got dirty. He's just that sort of a character. I've got respect for Moses. I respect what he did in Origin 3. To find out he did it with a broken back, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't have a little bit more respect for him if you didn't in the first place. That's all your news from the last 24 hours, guys. Plenty of podcasts coming today. We're going to be talking about Lachlan Lewis, that little brain explosion there. We're going to dive into some Supercoach content. And then over the next 24 hours, we're going to be talking about, we obviously had the Tigers release Tales from Tigertown, their documentary the other night, which was fantastic. We had our review on it. If you haven't listened to that, it's on the podcast available now. We're going to go through our top five documentary topics that we would have loved to have seen in rugby league. There's some really exciting ones in there that I can't wait to bring them to you.
one 800 flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.